Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game. It is the morning shift at 7:03. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Getting you caught up before you clock into work today over the weekend. Yankees are down in the MLB playoffs. The Blue Jays won the first two games of their series. Game three is tomorrow. Tonight, we will get game twos in both NLDS series, Dodgers at Phillies and Cubs at Brewers. And the Hawks preseason starts tonight. They're going to take on the Houston Rockets at 8 o'clock. Now, for college football, three top 15 teams got upset this weekend. UCLA got their first win of the season by beating Penn State 42-37. Florida beat Texas 29-21, and Cincinnati beat Iowa State 38-30. Of course, Georgia beat Kentucky 35-14, and Alabama prevented a repeat of last year. They beat Vanderbilt 30-14. But I think we were all paying attention to the Buffalo Bills. They lost last night to the Patriots, 23-20, first loss for the Bills this season.
Yeah, it was, and I think it was obviously extremely frustrating. Last night afterwards, Josh Allen sounded about as frustrated as I can remember him sounding, but you got to give credit, I think, to New England and being able to do the things they're able to do, force Josh Allen into bad situations, force Buffalo into a bunch of penalties and just mistakes. And you know, I got to give credit, too, to Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs has been one of those people that has rubbed me the wrong way sometimes with some of the words, some of his actions, some of the things he's done. But I thought him coming back to Buffalo last night for the first time since he was traded over a year ago, being in there with not a rookie quarterback, but a second-year quarterback in Drake May, he said all the right things. He said, you know, how proud he was of Drake May, that he just wanted to get this victory. He comes out with 140, I believe, receiving yards somewhere in that ballpark. He was exceptional, as was Drake May, being able to make plays. But, you know, I think as you look towards the matchup that we will have next Monday night here in prime time, it does kind of open the door. You know, I think, do you see an angry Buffalo team, or do you see one that is mistake prone and, you know, the Falcons can continue to force them in some of those mistakes? So I think it's going to be a really, really interesting game plan. I think that the way these two teams match up is very unique, and the Falcons will have to come and play with their big boy pads. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of variables up in the air. Let's hear from Mike Vrabel after last night's game.
Try to prepare and try to focus on getting better each and every day. Felt like if we could protect them, we did a nice job. They started blitzing. They started blitzing in the fourth quarter. We hit a couple plays that I felt were the difference. And when they started blitzing and started heating us up, that we were able to hit some plays and some X plays against it. So that was probably the difference for us being able to not let the blitz affect us.
I think that's a great point in the way that they went about their business, right there at the end of the game. And I think if you're a Falcons fan kind of watching that or listening to that, I think the one thing that the Falcons have done good in three of their four games is be on the same page offensively in terms of picking up the blitz. Mm-hmm. Very rarely is there a defender running at Michael Penix that he didn't know was coming or that he was not prepared to kind of throw hot for. And I think that is a huge kind of check mark in the Falcons column where we talk so much, and I'm very guilty of it as well, because I do want the playbook to be expanded. I do want there to be more exotic looks offensively that we give the defenses. I would love for there to be more screens, more draws, more, you know, unbalanced things, whatever. You know, fill in the blank. I would love for there to be more imagination. But one of the pros of there not being that much imagination is the fact that everybody is usually always on the same page on any given play. And that's why you have developed this consistent level of offensive output from Bijan Robinson and from Michael Penix. Now, it somehow fell off a cliff when you played Carolina just a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, obviously getting back on track when you played Washington was a huge thing moving into this Monday night game and this primetime game. So Vrabel mentioned it. They did a nice job picking up the blitzes. I thought that was a massive part of this game, and it's going to be huge, I think, you know, when it comes to the Falcons next Monday night.
Let me ask you a question when it comes to that Falcons-Bills game next Monday night. Are you more concerned about the Falcons' ability to score on the Bills' defense or the Falcons' ability to stop the Buffalo offense?
It's definitely the ability to stop the Buffalo offense.
I'm so with you.
I thought it was very interesting how Mike Vrabel's defense, because Mike Vrabel obviously knows defense and he knows how to play guys like Josh Allen. Josh Allen was not able to make many plays on the run last night outside of the pocket, which I thought was really interesting. Right. You know, there was probably a couple of missed receivers, guys open down the field, but you look at some of the pass breakups, some of the plays he was not able to make. It was very clear to me that New England was just trying to keep Josh Allen in the pocket. The way they were rushing the quarterback, hey, we're not going to edge rush this guy. And it was almost like they didn't even believe they could sack him. You know, if they blitzed up the middle or tried to run these stunt games, they were like, nah, we're just going to basically try to press our offensive lineman back in his lap. And if we can't get there, we're just going to wait for him to roll out. And, you know, I thought that worked out for them pretty well as a game plan. It was like, hey, you know, Josh Allen is good from the pocket. Don't get it twisted. But he might be better on the run, and he's definitely better when he's running with the football outside of the pocket.
Let me follow up with you on that then, because that's an interesting point. Because to open the show, we talked about how New England, again, it was more so about Buffalo beating themselves. And we did give credit to New England because they did help force some of those errors that Buffalo committed last night. But as far as if we want to go with anything that maybe New England gave as a quote-unquote blueprint for the Falcons this Monday night, could they replicate what you were just talking about to where you kind of let Josh Allen operate from the pocket? And like you said, if you can collapse the pocket from within and get interior pressure, great, and sack him that way. But if not, maybe have a spy and wait for him to roll out and not let him kill you from outside the pocket where you think he's better?
Yeah, I think that's definitely got to be part of it. Now, you're going to take the chance that he's not going to pick you apart from the pocket,
right,
which I think is terrifying. You know, if you're a Falcons fan, you're looking at it. But here's the thing, and here's what I keep going back to. Look at this group of receivers. It's actually improved. It's an improved group of receivers, but they're still not like the talent level of you see of some of the other top teams in the NFL.
Somebody necessarily scares you.
Right. Like Keon Coleman, he's fine.
If AJ's back, AJ can lock him up. I feel very confident in that.
Khalil Shakir, he's fine. You know what I mean?
Mike Hughes can have that unlocked.
Right. You know, Dalton Kincaid, that's been an issue. But the Falcons have been very good against tight ends this year. Very good against tight ends this year. So, you know, you're always going to have that problem. But I think if you can force them into being a conventional offense, that's where you stand the best chance defensively. And I think that that's probably the route they will take. I don't necessarily think that Mike Vrabel broke some kind of code in the way he approached last night. I don't think he's the first one to try to do that. But I think that Josh Allen and his performance last night mixed with the approach from New England. And you're right. We probably need to spend more time giving credit to New England. They win in a last-second field goal from a rookie kicker that was only at 80% this year, which is crazy. You also had Drake May. And, guys, let me take y'all back to last night. If any of y'all that watched this game, it's in Buffalo. It's the whiteout, the all-white uniforms from Buffalo. It's a primetime game. All the lights go out in the stadium, and everybody's got their cell phone lights on. Mm-hmm. And Drake May, in his second year, you know, playing for a 2-2 football team, is like, yeah, no big deal. I'm fine. Stiff arms a couple of guys rolling out of the pocket, makes a couple of big throws on the run. Ramondre Stevenson, a couple of big runs as well. They played well. I mean, you have to give them credit, and I think that's a Mike Vrabel thing. But, you know, all the while recognizing the fact that Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are a Super Bowl contender any given night on any given part of the season. And so more times than not, when you see an MVP like Josh Allen have a letdown in performance, you're going to automatically go to him as part of the story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I know one of the things we were relieved about, the bye being when it was for the Falcons, was we're a little banged up, got some guys on the injured reserve. When are we going to start to hear the status of like AJ or Casey Washington?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I don't know. I think that when you look at it, you know, it's atypical for two reasons this week is. Because you're number one, you're coming off a bye. But number two, it's a Monday Night Football game, which would have been atypical if you had played yesterday.
Yeah.
And you were going into a Monday Night Football game where you have, you know, an 8-day work week or whatever it may be. So I'm not really sure. I'm sure that those will start to trickle out. I would have to think that A.J. Terrell is back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I do not know. If he's not back in the lineup, then I start to ask questions why you would not have put him on short-term IR. That would have been, you know, another part of this entire conversation. Darnell Mooney, remember, was a little bit banged up with a hamstring.
Right.
We're still kind of awaiting word on where Storm Norton's at. Mm-hmm. Troy Anderson, guys like that. So, yeah, there are parts of this conversation that we'll be having, you know, specifically on defense, but also about Darnell Mooney here in the coming days. But I think, you know, Dylan did a good job mentioning it. None of these guys, if AJ Terrell's in the lineup, I don't find fear in this wide receiver core from Buffalo. And they're a good group. They're much improved over where they were probably a year ago, 2 years ago. But in the end, it's just one of those things where it's the Josh Allen show. And if you stop him and you keep him contained and force him into conventional football, I think you stand much more of a better chance in this matchup next week.
Yeah, I think it's all about stopping Josh Allen and James Cook. Those are the two guys that we talk about, you know, the straw that stirs the drink. They got two straws. Josh Allen, James Cook are the two straws that stir Buffalo's drink. So if you can neutralize those guys make mistakes, and again, like New England did, force some turnovers, an interception, a fumble recovery here or there, and you could actually capitalize on those mistakes, Falcons will be right there with a chance to win the game. Now, whether they go out and win it or not, at the end of the game, if it's close, that's a whole different story for a whole nother day, but they'll at least be in position if they can find a way to slow down Josh and James Cook.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up James Cook, too, because I think you look at the game last night, you look at the lack of highlights, his stat line was 15 attempts for 49 yards. Not great.
No.
But he's definitely an X factor. Right? I mean,
absolutely.
I can sit here and talk about playing conventional football, but if you can't just stop them from handing it to James Cook and him ripping off 20 yarders here and there, then you're going to be in a bad way either way. And that's the thing. That's what makes Josh Allen so good is when you look at it, it's like, conventional football from the pocket. Okay, if they take that away, then all of a sudden you go to the run game. If you take away both of those, then it becomes like, how many times is Josh Allen going to run the ball? Last night, 9 attempts, 53 yards. Like, he can still do that in much in the way that, you know, you've grown accustomed to trying to stop like teams like Washington.
And real quick, on the flip side of that, if you can't stop James Cook in the run game, and even if you can't stop Josh Allen in the run game, then we talk about those receivers not scaring us. Then that opens things up, because then you start to get to play action, and then you have to pay more, you know, respect and maybe allocate more resources to that run game. Then that opens things up, obviously, for the passing game, and then those receivers start getting those big plays. Khalil Shakir starts finding those open spots. Keon Coleman starts, you know, being able to make maybe 50-50 catches or whatever the case may be. So, like we said, if you cut off the heads of the snake, I'll say two heads because of Josh Allen and James Cook, then the rest goes with it.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Well, and as we are getting ready for the next Falcons game, I want to remind you that this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join Bo Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens as we get ready for Monday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand. Other prizes come with it. Plus, another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday from noon until 2 at Bulldog Kia of Athens with Bo Morgan and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to get into that story that you've been seeing unfold all weekend. Different layers just kept being added on. We're going to talk about
crazy
Mark Sanchez next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.